Well, welcome back to our study of Exodus. We're going to begin this evening looking at chapter 26. We mentioned this last session, and I'll tell y'all, I'm really excited about this chapter. I'm excited about seeing what the Lord has to tell us about what this tabernacle looks like. Because if you'll remember, in verse 40 of chapter 25, y'all look at that with me, verse 40. And this is the Lord speaking. Look that you make them after, speaking of the tabernacle, look that you make it after their pattern, which was shown to you in the mount. So what we're talking about here is a tabernacle of what the Lord revealed to Moses up on the mount, you understand. So all of these instructions that we're getting ready to read about with these curtains of the tabernacle are given directly from God to Moses.
And only to Moses.
Only to Moses. And which is amazing because he'll convey that later to those who are sewing these things and weaving them and whatnot.
So one man seen the vision, so to speak. Now he has to convey that to those building this tabernacle. And I told Heather, I said, I would tell you right now, Bezalel was one more smart man.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now to be able to take these instructions and build it according to the pattern that's in somebody else's head. Mm-hmm. Moses had to do an adequate job conveying that too.
So we're going to be reading this 26th chapter, and we're going to learn about the type of materials to be used in making the tabernacle and the dimensions of the various materials. So let's look at the first two verses. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twine linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shall thou make them. The length of one curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure.
Now, here's where you look at this scene, and he starts out with saying 10-pound white.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, that's just told me something. The material is white. But one of these things that we looked at, there was no white in the material, was there?
No.
Okay? And so he says there's 10 pounds of white linen. Now, this white linen is woven, or probably today we would call it embroidered, with blue and purple and scarlet thread. In other words, this thing was absolutely beautiful to look at, okay? And there were designs of cherubim in each panel of this white linen. And so he gives us the length of the panels. He gives us the dimensions. That the length of each panel was 28 cubits. Considering the cubit is 18 inches, that would equal to 42 feet. So each panel was 42 feet long. And then he gives you the width of the panel. That was 4 cubits, which is 6 feet. 4 times 18, 6 feet, okay? And all the panels were the same dimension. So you have 10 individual panels. That's how they're made. But then those panels are put together.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sewn together. Now, the King James uses the word couple,
mm-hmm.
but yet I think that's carrying the wrong connotation because you're going to find that there are two sets of panels, 5 and 5. So 5, I'm going to use the word sewn, okay? 5 are sewn together and 5 are sewn together. Okay, so we have two sets. And those two sets will be coupled together. And so if I just say this one is coupled to this one, this one's coupled to this one, then to me it's unclear where the coupling is. You follow me? But if I say this set is coupled to this set, then I have a visual of that. And we'll show you how. I'm ahead of us, but you go ahead and read.
Verse 3, the five curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and the other five curtains shall be coupled one to another.
Or what I do, I just use the word joined. They're joined together. And more than likely through sewing. Okay?
So you think about this. If these are our bookmarks, you can, if you want one, they're out.
We're going to use some props tonight.
If you've got one panel, okay, and you remember the size of this panel for linen, 42 feet long, 6 feet wide. Now, the dimensions are important, and that will, it'll reveal itself here in a minute. But if you take 5 of these linen panels and sew them together, then you have one set. Do you like our sewing here? We've got one set. We're going to have another set that matches exactly the same. Okay? So your total now becomes, this one set of 5 is 42 feet by 30 feet. I'm going to have one more set of 5, right, sewn together. Then my total is going to be 42 by 60 when I put it together. Now, this is important to consider because we're going to find out how long, where these actually hang on the tabernacle.
You're actually making a covering out of these 10 panels. Now, something you have to consider is this tabernacle was mobile.
Yes.
So it had to be built in such a way that it would be convenient, if I can say it that way, to tear down and set up. Hard to handle 66 or 60 feet by 42 feet. 30 by 42 feet is enough to handle, Okay? And so these things had to be folded to the point that they could transport them. And if you go into Numbers, you'll actually find that the Gershonites and the Merarites were given wagons to carry these items, the Gershonites carrying the coverings or curtains, and the Merarites carrying the framework of this, of the structure. The Merarites had more wagons. They had 4 wagons, and the Gershonites had 2 wagons. Okay? Because you're going to find that the Merarites were carrying some weight.
Yeah.
But if you look at, as we go through this, there's 4 coverings of that tabernacle, one on top of another. And so that's some weight as well. And so it wasn't feasible to try to carry that without some method of transporting it, like the wagons, okay? So these things were transported on wagons, but not the holy things. They had to be carried on men's shoulders. Okay? The Kohathites were not given any wagons. But to ask these men to carry it on their shoulders, well, they'd have to be supermen.
Mm-hmm.
You with me? And so God had all this figured out. And they're making this like God said to make it. Because God knew what would work. Okay.
Now you think about this tabernacle. We would call it today a tent.
Yeah.
But we can't even imagine because we're talking. You've heard the phrase. Some of you may have heard the phrase glamping. Have you heard of that? Glamorous camping. Have you heard of that phrase before? This would surpass anything like that because we're talking gold-covered posts, the whole bit. But we're looking at just a long tent, so to speak, and that's 45 feet long, 15 feet wide. I tell you that because, remember the length of the linen curtains that we just talked about? Were 42 feet long by 66 feet. You understand? 42 feet wide by 60 feet long, right?
The linen covering is 60 feet long.
So we're going to get to that. So you imagine sewing each one of these panels together that will drape over the top of the tabernacle. Is that making sense to you?
The 42 feet this way.
That's right.
Coupled together, you've got the 60 feet going this way.
Okay.
Okay.
Making sense so far? Okay.
Now, she gave you the dimensions, right? That is 45 feet long and it's 15 feet wide.
Yes.
And so, I like Heather's prop. She drew this, okay? Or cut this out.
To understand it.
And so, you'll find that as we go along, that this tabernacle is 15 feet high.
Yeah.
The boards were 15 feet high. Okay. 45 feet long. What's 15 feet and 45 feet?
60 feet.
Come on, Lena.
60 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
So this is 60 feet across here. Okay. 15 feet up, 15 feet across, 15 feet down. How much is that? 3 times 15?
45. Right.
But this curtain's only 42.
There's a good reason for
that. So what does
that
mean? It's not touching the ground on either side. Right? Yeah. And we'll see this later. And I believe there's some significance to this. I believe there's some spiritual significance to this. Okay?
Yes.
Hard to teach this without jumping ahead of yourself, huh?
It is, but that's okay. You'll find we'll keep jumping ahead, but we'll go back. If you're like me, it helps to hear things more than one time, so we'll be okay with that this evening. Verses 4 and 5. And thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain from the salvage, in the coupling, and likewise shalt thou make in the uttermost edge of another curtain, in the coupling of the second.
So,
50 loops shalt thou make in one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold one of another.
That means in the edge. In this outer edge, 50 loops in the panel, okay? Then, over here is 50 loops. And so these loops will be able to attach one panel to another panel to make one complete covering. That makes sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Making sense to you? Okay. Now listen to how these clasps are made, y'all. And thou shalt make 50 taches of gold, and couple the curtains together with the taches, and it shall be one tabernacle.
Now think about this. 50 clasps is what I'm going to call it, okay? 50 clasps were to be made of pure gold. We're talking about elaborate. And they were to couple these two sets together. In other words, it would be like this. It's coupling them together. And so once they're joined together, the two sets become one covering. And the gold clasp, 50. Pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. Do y'all have an image?
Now, you think of this on with white linen. There is embroidered cherubim embroidered into all this. This was a thing of beauty. Okay?
Okay. We'll keep going. Let's do 7 and 8. And thou shalt make curtains of goat's hair to be a covering upon the tabernacle, 11 curtains shalt thou make. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of one measure.
All right, so we had 10 panels of linen, right? Mm-hmm. White linen. This is the interior of the tabernacle, embroidered with all this colorful and thing, the cherubim and this type thing. And so the interior is a thing of beauty, isn't it? Now to cover that, there's another covering. Now this is 11 panels, and each panel is 6 feet wide, so that's going to give us 66 feet, right? But note the dimensions on this pile, on this covering. This covering is 3 feet wider and 6 feet longer. And so the linen didn't touch the ground, 18 inches from the ground. And so when you look at the linen as 60 feet, 18 inches off of the ground. So that 18 inches is going to be hanging on the front. Okay? Now with the goat's hair, it's 45 feet wide. So the goat's hair is coming all the way down to the basis that the post set in. And in the back, you've got 15 feet up. So how these panels are what, 6 feet wide? 6 feet and 6 feet is 12 feet. That's two panels, right? That means there's two panels and a half panel hanging over the back. This is where the King James Version can really get you confused, talking about the half panel hanging over the back. What it means is half of a full panel is hanging over the back to complete that 15 feet. Then you have the rest going forth, but he says on the front of the tabernacle, that panel, that sixth panel is to be folded. Remember the 11th panel? Then that 11th panel, which would be 6 feet wide, right, is to be folded in half, which would be 3 feet, right? So you have 18 inches linen hanging down, and then with the goat's hair, you have 3 feet. And so this linen curtain is fully covered all the way around. So outside, you don't see the linen curtain. Only the priest would see that. No one else would see it. Right? They're seeing the interior. People don't see your interior. They see your exterior. Now, over this linen, you have one layer, goat's hair. Mm-hmm. But that's not the end of it. You're all right with the dimensions and how this thing is working? And you check me out, okay? By all means. Okay.
But you think about just the wisdom of the Lord with this, in that the linen is not going to touch the ground. We wouldn't want linen to touch the ground, would we? Because you think how easily that could be damaged if it rains or there's weather or whatever the case may be. And that goat skin is going to be a protection, right? And so you know the 18 inches. You understand that it's that's 3 feet, right? And so you see where the... No, it's not either. 36 inches is 3 feet. 18 on each side gives the 3 feet difference. Is that making sense to you? And we would take... You understand how it's not going to touch the ground on the back side? And so you raise it up 18 inches, and that 18 inches has got to go somewhere, so it's going to go over the top. Is that making sense to you? A little bit?
Now I'm going to throw something out at you, and you can judge it. But as we were studying all this and getting this out, And we were talking about that
linen.
18 inches, and this just dropped on the inside of me. The white linen signifies the righteousness of the saints if you look in the Revelation, right? The earth is where man was brought out of from the natural man, right? And this just came to me that the righteousness of God will not touch the flesh of man. It's a spiritual thing. It's not a natural thing. Okay? So you can judge that and do whatever. Okay?
I heard it, and it could have knocked me over with a feather. I bore witness to it. But, okay, so we've got these panels joined together, and y'all can look at this if you want to later and see how we even tried to figure out, like, counting out the number of panels, because you're going to find the first six panels go on the front, and then the other five hang down the back. Y'all can look at this and see and judge it. All right. Are we in verse 9? And thou shalt couple five curtains by themselves and six curtains by themselves, and shall double the sixth curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which couple the second.
Now this is the way I would translate this, okay, or paraphrase it. Five of these panels were to be joined together to form one set. Six remaining panels were to be joined together to form the second set. The covering with six panels was to be placed at the front of the tabernacle. And the sixth panel was to be folded together to form a 3-foot panel. The 3-foot panel would hang over the front of the tabernacle. 50 loops were to be sewn in the edge of the panels, in such a manner that they would match the loops in the panel to which they would be coupled. Five in the rear, six in the front, coupled together, making a covering of 66 feet long, 45 feet wide. Okay?
Okay. Now, verses 11 and 12. And thou shalt make 50 tatches of brass, and put the tatches into the loops, and couple the tent together that it may be one. And the remnant that remaineth of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remaineth, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle.
Now notice it just says 50 clasps. With the linen, it said gold. Right? We don't see that here, do we? It just says 50 clasps of, actually it's brass. Right?
Mm-hmm. Brass.
All right, so brass is what's coupling these two panels together, the five to the six. Now, this is where it got so confusing and it took quite a while to figure out that half panel.
Yeah.
But we finally understood that what it meant was two and a half panels were hanging over the back, not just a half panel hanging over the back. The math wouldn't work out. Okay?
Okay.
And so this covering is covering the structure. It's interesting that we get the curtains first and the structure later. Okay? But I think all this will come together. Hopefully it will. Where you have a better understanding of the tabernacle of Moses.
Is that half making sense? I'm going to show this to you. Because it didn't to me for the longest. If it does to you, I'm so glad. Okay, if the back part of the goat skin, there were five panels total, right? Because the first six were in the front. So if you have... We need to count a total of five panels, right, that are sewn together. One panel, two panel, three. So you've got half of three on the top and the other half of three hanging over. 4, 5. Does that make sense to you? Took me a minute to get that.
And you can do the math on it with the 6 pounds. Okay? And see if it all adds up to you.
Here's why. If you do the math, you can only have two. Is it? I think it's 7.5 panels on the top to make the math work.
6 and 5 is 11, right? And so how wide are the panels? 6 feet? And so, well, 6 times 11.
66.
Come on, girls.
66.
You did do your multiplication tables, right? 66 feet, right? Okay.
And then,
how long is the tabernacle? We'll find out. 45 feet? And how tall is it?
15 feet? 15 feet.
And 15 plus 45 is 60. So that means we have an extra panel, right? So we have 6 feet left over. But if you fold that, then it becomes 3 feet, right? And so you have 3 feet hanging over the front.
That's how smart he is. He can do it in his head. I had to write out 6 and 6 and 6 and add my numbers that way to get it to work in my head.
We have some interesting conversation.
He did it from the mechanic, engineering, add the numbers like this. I had to write mine out. 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 3. It all worked out. All right. So, did you read this already?
I think we've covered.
We've covered it.
I think we've covered that.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Verse 13. And a cubit on the one side, and a cubit on the other side, that which remaineth in the length of the curtains of the tent, it shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this and on that side to cover it.
This was so confusing. It took a while to figure out what they were saying, because you're talking about the backside, and now all of a sudden we're talking about the north and south sides. The west side's the backside, okay? And so the extra 3 feet of the goat's hair canopy width was to hang down to the sockets on the north and south side. That would make it 18 inches on either side, right? Which would equal 3 feet. And the linen was 42 feet. You subtract 42 from 45, you get 3 feet, right? And so this thing's equal, 18 off of the ground all the way around.
That makes sense to you.
Right?
You got it?
You follow all that?
So goat's hair goes all the way to the bottom, and the linen underneath it's 18 inches up on these sides, the long side and the back side. And the goat's hair will cover it, which would be a protection, right, for the linen. All right. Verse 14, and thou shalt make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering above of badger skins.
So, linen covering, goat's hair covering, and then the goat's hair canopy was to be covered with a canopy of ram skin that was dyed red. Okay? Then, a canopy of probably antelope hides was to go over the ram canopy. And so you have linen, goat's hair, ram, antelope hides. Pretty elaborate, right? And all this is, each one's a covering. Now, the interesting thing is, he doesn't give us detail on the ram's skins, or he doesn't give us detail on the antelope hides. As far as sewing into panels and things like that, we get no detail on that, other than they're to cover the goat's hair. And so in that terminology, they're to cover the goat's hair. I would assume that they're the same dimensions of the goat's hair, 66 feet by 45 feet. Okay? He's waterproof, isn't he?
Yeah.
And think about it.
There's wisdom in that, right? Especially when we find out what these boards are made, what they're to be covered with. Verse 15, "And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up."
Now, upright, this way, okay? Shittim wood. I don't know very little about shittim wood. Some translations call it acacia wood. I don't know anything about the structure of the wood and the density and things of that nature. But evidently it was durable, and I would hope not heavy. So that's about all I know about shittim wood, okay?
Yeah. But
there seemed to be plenty of those trees around. Okay? Because you see it a lot.
You think of, try to get a perspective of this. Pete has told me if you were to stand outside and just look at this building is 40 feet tall. So we're going to find out the length of these boards here in just a minute. Just keep that in mind. This, if you were to look, and 40 feet. And if you were just to look at this ceiling, this is a 10-foot ceiling. Okay? So that gives us some perspective.
Just keep that in mind as we look at these dimensions. Okay, this is a 10-foot ceiling.
Verse 16. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board.
So, 15 feet long, high. You've got that. And it's 27 inches wide. One board. 15 feet high, 27 inches wide. Now, if my math's right, those things were 9 inches thick. And you'll see that as we go along in the structure. Heather has some more props here she'll use. But you think about a board, 15 feet by 27, 9 inches thick. You better have a wagon to carry it.
It is.
And we're going to find out how many boards is in this thing, too.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you want me to keep going?
Verse 17. We just did the length and width of the board.
Okay. Verse 17. 2 tenons shall...
Well, you're still in 16.
I read 16. Do you want to keep going with this? You want to talk
about
this?
Yeah, I've got a lot more to say about that.
I thought you did.
So, the goatskin canopy was to be 45 feet wide and 6 feet long. The boards on the north side and the south side, that's the long sides, okay, they were to be 15 feet high. The goat's hair canopy was to reach the ground or the sockets that the board set in on both sides. Therefore, there's 30 feet of material used on the sides, right? 15 feet, 15 feet.
Makes sense.
Okay, and how, that's 30, and how wide was the goat's hair? 45?
Mm-hmm.
Which would leave what? 15? 30 from 45, 15? 15 up, 15 across, 15 down equals 45, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fully covering these boards that are standing upright. Now, the west end was to be 15 feet wide. So by adding 15-foot height on the north side to the 15-foot height on the west side, the south side, we can subtract the sum of 30 feet, get 45 feet, so we can determine the width of the tabernacle being 45 feet. We're subtracting that from 45. Okay, I think we've already said that, all right? Then... there were to be six boards on the west side or the back side of the tabernacle. How wide are the boards? 27 inches. Okay.
Yeah.
So is my time up?
Yeah, we might want
to. Okay. And so if you do 6 times 27, and divide it by 12, you come up with 13 and a half feet. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you get that? Okay. Anybody got a calculator, you'd be doing that, okay? And so if you subtract 13 and a half feet from the 15 feet, what do you get? 18 inches?
Foot and a half, 18 inches.
And so you have two sides, and you divide that 18 by 2, you get 9 inches, right? That's why we say we believe those boards were 9 inches thick. All right, we'll stop and take a break and let you digest that, okay?
We'll talk about it.